Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Ek dink baie mense ken Takkies Biltong. Nou, die groep bemark 'n hele reeks biltong en droëworsprodukte na die bekende geel en gekleurde pakkies en jy kry dit oral by kleinhandelaars en vulstasies en ek glimlag altyd lekker as ek sien daar staan very lekker op die pakkies. Dis baie bekend. Nou, Takkies Biltong is 'n familiebesigheid en sy wortels strek terug tot 1974 en dis 50 jaar gelede. Maar die besigheid was die afgelope 9 jaar in 'n groot hofstryd gewikkeld met 'n baie groot Meksikaanse maatskappy Grupo Bimbo, omdat sy tortilla skyfies in Suid-Afrika onder die handelsnaam Takkies Fugo bemark word. En as jy na die pakkies van Takkies Biltong en Takkies Fugo kyk, is dit duidelik hoekom Takkies Biltong ongelukkig is, want dit is baie naby aan mekaar, is amper presies dieselfde. Nou, Takkies Biltong is in 2015 hof toe, en in 2018 het die Hooggeregshof in die Meksikane se guns beslis, hulle is weer hof toe, en einde verlede jaar het die appelhof vir Takkies Biltong gelyk gegee, en die hofbevel omgekeer en daardeur is die verkope van Takkies Fugo in Suid-Afrika basies verban. Maar die saga is nog nie verby nie, want Takkies Fugo is steeds vrylik in Suid-Afrika beskikbaar. Dagie Aristides is van Takkies Biltong. Dagie, thank you so much for your time tonight. Before we look at the trademark infringement case, how big is Takkies Biltong in South Africa?
We're predominantly very big in the forecourt market in convenience. We'd say we're probably in the big four of the country in biltong manufacturing. Maybe number one or two, but you know, not many companies share their sales. So I'd say in the forecourt market, we round about 60-70% of the market.
But it is a small company compared to Grupo Bimbo, which is a very, very big multinational, apparently 150,000 employees.
Yeah, they're massive. I went over to the States. And I was shocked when I saw like any football game, basketball game, they got prime spot next to Pepsi Cola in their advertising. So they got huge, huge resources.
So let's talk about this trademark infringement case. Tell us the story. When did you first see Takkies Fugo tortillas on the market in South Africa and realize that their logo is virtually the same as yours?
So basically around about 2010, around about the World Cup, we heard about them. I saw them on the internet, and then around about 2012, we started seeing that they'd registered their brand in South Africa. They'd actually got a registration through, which was very wrong because our logos look exactly the same, and anybody that was registering it should have picked it up immediately. So we immediately objected to this and took them to court to get that taken down as a registered brand in South Africa.
Did you try and engage with them directly before you went the legal route?
Yes, we did. We obviously mailed them and said, look, our logos are very like. We received no response. And then all we saw was them starting to market their product in South Africa, setting up distribution centers and trying to get active listings with chain stores and that. And then we had no alternative but to take them on. You know, everybody's in business and it's never nice to come across something like this where you're both alike. But we have to defend something we've built up from nothing and grown into one of the predominant brands in South Africa. As a matter of fact, we've been in the top 10 brand South Africa surveys for like 9 consecutive years. So we're a very well-known snack brand. And obviously we felt a big threat from a big company like this coming in and using our logo and obviously our success to be partnered with them.
Do they use the same logo in this product in other markets around the world or only in South Africa?
It's all over the world, the whole of the United States, the whole of Europe. They're starting now into Asia and Africa, and that's where they've encountered us. They're the biggest competitor to Doritos in the world. So they're huge, huge. Doritos is the biggest brand in chip snacks in the world, and Takkies Fugo is the second biggest.
Obviously, you don't sell tortilla chips, but do you think that there was sufficient brand confusion to hurt you financially?
Oh, definitely. I got calls from friends all over. You know, being Greek, we have a lot of retailers in the family, and they called and said, wow, you're making potato chips now. Yes, I'm going to support you, you know, that kind of thing. And obviously, buyers at all the chain stores were calling us and saying, well done, you know, you've gone so big, we didn't know you're so big. So there was absolutely no difference. No one even picked up that we're two separate companies. And obviously being in the snack category, it would affect us. So that's how we had to go against them.
So there was a protracted 9-year legal battle from the High Court to the Supreme Court of Appeals and a lot of cases in between. What was their attitude during this process? Were there any sympathy towards you for having such a similar brand?
No. You know, you're dealing with a corporate company and they can be quite ruthless. They'll throw everything at you that they can. You know, they have lawyers on retainer. And it's a kind of thing when a big company like that pushes a button and says, get these guys out of the way. They go all the way they can. They made no contact with us during that period. We had meetings with the attorneys a couple of times. We used Kish IP, who were superb. They really backed us all the way. Fantastic people. And we had meetings with them and they basically told us they wouldn't back down. And I do feel they felt they might win it. Otherwise, wouldn't have thrown so many resources to that. I mean, they used top attorneys. I mean, the people that wrote the books on IP were their attorneys, their advocates. We obviously were financially strapped because it's big money to fight in these courts.
And it must have been millions.
Oh, no, yeah, it hurt us. You know, at times we almost threw in the towel because we just couldn't come up with the resources. And that's where Kish IP even did some of the stuff for us pro bono. They were so sure we'd win. So that helped us a lot. But it drained us. It hurt us. It hurt us. It definitely hurt us.
But you won in the Supreme Court of Appeals. They can't sell it here anymore. Yet, it's still available all over the place. What is going on there?
They're using the excuse of grey import. You get private importers that bring it in. Although we've contacted these importers and said to them, listen, you shouldn't be distributing this. We've shown them the court ruling. And they kind of, well, we bought the stuff, we're going to sell it. And obviously retailers will take on new products. And a lot of them have taken on mistakenly thinking it's part of our range. You have to go to each one with a court summons, with sheriffs, with that, which is, again, going to be so financially draining. How do you fight something like that? It costs you more than the product is worth to get it off the shelf. And you will also irritate the retailer. The retailer will actually put his back up against you, saying like almost like I don't have free decision-making abilities here.
This is a nightmare in many ways because you're a small business, maybe not that small, but in the greater scheme of things compared to these guys, you are very, very small. And you got a court order forbidding them to sell the product here, and yet it's not being enforced. That's a nightmare.
I think it's got a lot to do with the resources in South Africa legally as well, because you do find a lot of fake brands in the market all over the country. You saw now recently with the Valpre water situation, where they even faked water. I don't think the authorities are strong enough to fight it as well. So I guess that's what you've got to deal with. We kind of feel being also, we were one of the founder members of Proudly South African, and Biltong being such a strong part of our heritage in this country, I do feel that maybe public sympathy would help fight it, you know? You always feel that your people will stand around you and support you on this, and I do think it will come eventually. Once people know about it and they're aware of it, that this is in contravention, I'm sure we will get support from public.
So what are you actively doing to mitigate this or to try and enforce the court order?
At the moment, we're trying to be as diplomatic as possible, you know, contacting retailers that have the product and say, look, are you aware of this? And a lot of them have said, okay, well, we've bought the stock. We'll sell it out and we won't buy again. And we've also contacted the importers that brought the stuff in and told them, please, you know, this is not right. But it's almost a year later and the product is actually growing, not withdrawing. So we will start, obviously, taking legal action and maybe create a bit of fear in the market to keep the product. At the same time, we've contacted Grupo Bimbo a few times to say, look, is there some sort of agreement we can come to? But they don't respond. I think they take legal advice not to respond because it creates a precedent, you know.
Dougie, thank you so much for your time and good luck. I'm sure South Africans will rally behind our local products and hopefully the message gets out quite clearly. I don't like it when big international companies bully our own, you know, well-established companies. So good luck with your attempts to combat this.
Thank you, Rake. Thank you so much. And all your listeners, thank you so much for giving us the time to air our grievance.
Ja, dis 'n groot plesier. Dougie, dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Dougie Aristides. Hy is van Takkies Biltong.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.